How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. And it is getting a little dark and stormy looking out there. So just be aware if you're heading out this morning, if you haven't left the house yet, you're probably going to want to bring an umbrella. It's supposed to rain this morning. In fact, it can't really tell, but it might be starting to sprinkle a little bit out there. And certainly there is this nice breeze. So if you don't have air conditioning, open the window. Get some of that breeze coming through. I mean, I would hope that if you didn't have air conditioning, you already had your window open anyway, because otherwise you'd be really suffering in this heat and humidity, which is going to be sticking around. So we were talking about the new 3-year contract for New Bedford Police Chief Paul Oliveira that will keep him on the job until mid-June of 2027. And the mayor said that, you know, Chief Oliveira had other options, including, you know, possibly going to another department. And then he said also possibly retiring. So I don't know, you know, what those conversations were. But I just thought that was interesting that the mayor pointed that out. I mean, I guess that could just be, you know, logistically speaking, he's put in enough time that he could retire. It doesn't mean necessarily that he was thinking about it. But we know he was at least looking at the possibility of going somewhere else because he was a candidate for the Falmouth police job, Falmouth police chief job. And the earlier caller said, you know, Falmouth is a much quieter community that doesn't have a lot the same crime as New Bedford. And while that's true, it's not, you know, it's not a large city like New Bedford, and it doesn't have a lot of the same problems as New Bedford might have when it comes to crime, but there's still a fair amount of crime that happens in Falmouth. I mean, there's been murders that have happened in Falmouth. There's been, you know, drug trafficking organizations operating out of Falmouth. We might not always write stories about them because it's kind of out of our coverage area. You know, unless it's a really big story, but we get press releases from the Cape and Islands District Attorney's Office all the time. And the Cape communities aren't really necessarily what people think they are. You know, certainly becoming the Osterville police chief or the Marston's Mills police chief, or some of these other smaller communities, you know, is going to be an easier job, for lack of a better term. But Falmouth, Barnstable, there's still a lot of crime that happens there. So I think, you know, that would have been a, certainly would have been a little bit less stressful of a job, but it still would have been pretty stressful. Anyway, 508-996-0500. So when I sat down and talked with Chief Oliveira about his philosophies and what he thought, he told me then, you know, we want to be as transparent as we can, but we don't want to compromise investigations. And as a person that works in the media, as a person who is, you know, a journalist, and I'm careful about how I list myself, because while I am a talk show host, I also do write news articles. So I try not to be opinionated too much about the things that I might have to write about in an unbiased way, because I don't want to create any confusion. But when it comes to crime stories, you know, you'll hear me talk about facts rather than emotion. I'll let you talk about the emotion. You can absolutely call in when these crimes happen and tell me how you feel. But I'll just try to play it down the middle, because I might have to write about that later. So I went into it kind of from that perspective. Not so much as a talk show host who is looking to bash or praise the chief on the air. I was looking at it as getting an understanding of why we will have the working relationship that we will have, whatever it may be. And in that regard, I can understand not being able to release information a lot of the time. But I will also disagree with some of the approaches that the police department and the city have taken to some of these things. For example, booking photos. The police department will not give us booking photos of suspects who are arrested. We have appealed to the mayor's office to have that policy changed. And the mayor told us that it becomes a civil rights issue, because the people who are arrested have not been convicted. Now, I have even tried, you know, when someone is convicted, when we get the press release from the DA's office, rather than have to put up another photo of a gavel or a courtroom with that story, I've said, well, now can we get the booking photo? They've been convicted. And I've still been told no. There were, and I'm not kidding, and this didn't happen under Chief Oliveira. This happened under Chief Cordero. But we would get press releases that would talk about how the judges have released a dangerous criminal. I mean, they would, these press releases were basically editorials about the way the judges had handled the criminals that the New Bedford Police Department had arrested, or the, you know, the alleged criminals. They go to court. They get released on personal recognizance, awaiting trial. And then they go out and commit other crimes, allegedly, while they are awaiting trial on the first charges. And the department got very frustrated with this. I'm assuming that meant the chief got very frustrated with this. And they would put out press releases with very strong language about it. And they would talk about how, you know, this person is a danger to the community and is, you know, has been and I'd say, well, then give us a booking photo. If the person's a danger to the community, then people should know what this person looks like. But they still won't do it, because there have been incidents where people have sued because they were not convicted of a crime. Their face was out there in these booking photos and a news story, and they've sued. So I mean, and my response to the mayor was, well, other departments do it, so I don't know why you can't do it. And his response to that was, well, then let, you know, other departments might get sued. We're not taking that chance. Now, I'll also tell you a little behind the scenes info of news coverage in general. There's been you know, through traditional news media outlets, there's been a push to de-emphasize the use of mugshots. Because a lot of times in the era of, and this is not because of, and people are going to say, well, this is, you know, woke culture. This is that woke mindset. Somebody commits a crime, put their face all over the place. They deserve to be put on blast. They deserve whatever comments people are going to make. Well, then I would reiterate, you know, they're only alleged of having committed the crime if they haven't been convicted yet. But also, social media has been a little bit of a different animal when it comes to this. Before, if you were publishing a print newspaper and someone was accused of a crime and you ran their booking photo, and somebody made a comment about that person, they just made to somebody else, hey, look at this in the paper, and made the comment. And it didn't live on forever. But on social media, it took on a wild new life. And you've probably seen the websites with, you know, some of them are people's booking photos where they're caught at the worst moment. Others are booking photos of people who committed crimes but are, you know, like really attractive. Like they've created all these websites out of people's mugshots. And you know what? They can do it because mugshots are public information. So they don't even need to reach out to the police department and say, hey, can we put this on our, you know, hot criminals website? I think it's like mugshot hotties or something like that. So can we put this on our website? They don't have to even ask. They can just take it because it's public information. And then that person becomes, you know, social media fodder all over again. Oh, then they go to court and the judge says, well, this is the first time you've ever been arrested. And, you know, it wasn't that serious of a charge. And as long as you know, don't get in trouble again for another year, we're going to take this off your record. Well, then technically they've never committed a crime. And so now that mugshot is out there. And they're not a criminal. So it's created the internet and social media have created all kinds of problems that didn't exist previously. And so that's why we've de-emphasized mugshots, because when we put a story out, that story should be about the content of what happened, not people commenting on what the person looks like. Because let's face it, a lot of times these mugshots are people caught in their worst moment. And we've changed news coverage here over the years. We were a few years into the model of putting articles on the website. You know, previously, before 2012, our websites just existed to promote our on-air shows and whatever contests we might be doing and maybe a few events. But to get the news, you had to tune in on the radio. And then we came to realize, well, but people can't always tune into the news. We still want them to be informed. Or, you know what? We only have a few minutes to give you the news every hour, or every half hour. So we can give you more information on our website. And that just led to the expansion of what it is now, where, you know, we've got people who read our articles every day that don't even know that we're a radio station. They don't understand what WBSM means. We've got people who read our website and read our content who would never tune into a talk radio station. So it's taken on a life of its own. But we've also realized, you know, the responsibility that comes with some of that. And when I first started in the newsroom in 2017, if somebody was arrested for drug possession, we wrote a story about it. That meant if somebody, and we're talking 2017. So if somebody got arrested because they got caught buying a bag of weed, we put a story out. I mean, that might be a little bit of extreme. We might not have considered that serious enough. But over time, we realized, wait a minute, we're just stigmatizing somebody who A, is doing something that isn't really that big of a deal because it's just marijuana. And B, you know, even if it's something more serious, it's an addict. It's an illness. It's not a crime. I mean, just because it's technically a crime doesn't mean that we need to put the person on blast. They'll suffer enough with whatever the consequences are. They don't need to become social media fodder. And so there's been some change in how we perceive that. So that's been what the change has been. That's why we've de-emphasized mugshots. But still, that's something that always bothered me when you're talking about transparency. The most transparent thing you can do is show us what these criminals look like if they are as heinous as you are alleging. If you are sending us a story saying this is a person who is a repeat offender, they've been convicted of this in the past, well, then they're already a criminal. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I know this is a lot of nuance that some people just don't care about, and it doesn't matter to you. I'm just trying to explain it because there's, you know, it helps you kind of understand a little bit when the department says they want to be transparent, but then people come back and say, well, they don't tell us anything. And I do get frustrated. There are times, and this is no offense to, you know, Scott Carolla, who handles all the requests over there. But there are times that I send requests for information and don't hear anything back. And I assume that to mean one of two things. Either they're really busy and I'll send a second email if, you know, I really, really need to know. Or B, they're just not going to provide anything on that. And I know that when they can say something, they'll remember that I asked and send me the information. I mean, should you know about crime that's happening? Absolutely. Do you need to know everything that's going on? I don't think so. There are some things that they do have to keep to themselves until investigations are wrapped up and everybody has been convicted or at least arrested and charged. 508-996-0500. Thank you, Anthony. Yes, there is no Marston's Mills police chief. It's all Barnstable. I almost said T-ticket, too, and remember that was part of Falmouth, too. I lived on the Cape for a couple of years. You got my point. The quieter communities are different than the bigger hubs. People don't realize that either. Barnstable's a city. It's not a town. It's a city. And Hyannis is part of Barnstable, and Hyannis is the highest crime area on the Cape. I might have been involved in some of that crime for a couple of bachelor parties and 21st birthdays on Main Street, but generally, yes, it is the highest crime area on the Cape. I mean, it was amazing when I lived in Sandwich how different one part of that town was from another part of the town. And that's a job that I wouldn't want just for the geography of it. I wouldn't want to be the chief of police in Sandwich. You know how many miles you might have to travel in a day going from one place to the other? I mean, if I could just sit at my desk all day, I'd take that job. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom in a minute or so. But before we do that, I want to remind you that Just Another Phoenix is back open. They are open from their vacation on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. They were closed last week with the Independence Day holiday week. But now you can head on over there and get yourself a delicious breakfast, whether it be, you know, sitting down and having a meal. When you walk in to Just Another Phoenix, and I've been in a lot of breakfast places over the years because, you know, when I was in the business, I was the one that if I had the day off, the boss would be like, oh, you're going to go try that place and come back and tell me about it. To bring a menu. Of course, he would never actually pay for my meal to do that, but I would go to all the different breakfast places and kind of scout, do a little recon mission. So I've been in a lot of them. And in a lot of them, you walk in, and if you're not a regular there, you kind of feel like you're an outsider. That doesn't happen at Just Another Phoenix. They welcome you in. You can come and sit down at a table, whether you're by yourself or with someone else. Sit down at a table. You can read the newspaper. You can have a quiet conversation. You can talk to the people sitting around you and really feel like you're part of their family. And if you really want to be part of the family, you can sit at the counter. Talk with all the regulars. Talk with the cook as they're making your food right there in front of you on the grill. Where do you see that happen anymore? But if you don't have time for all of that, you can get their entire menu through their drive-through window. Makes it a lot more convenient to have a delicious Just Another Phoenix breakfast no matter what you've got going on in your day. So check them out. Just Another Phoenix, Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
George Clooney calls for Biden to drop out. Democrats react. A mosquito virus joins Tripoli and West Nile in the Northeast. And that extreme heat can wear out your car.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Democrats are reacting after George Clooney called on President Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. Representative Dan Goldman of New York says Biden ending his campaign is an ongoing discussion.
I appreciate hearing Mr. Clooney's opinion, and we'll continue to deal with this within our Democratic family.
In a New York Times op-ed, the longtime Democrat said he recently hosted a fundraiser for Biden and noted he was not the Joe Biden of 2010 or even the Joe Biden of 2020. He then referenced Biden's shaky debate performance, saying, quote, party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. Fellow Hollywood titan and Democrat backer Michael Douglas weighed in, telling The View he's concerned about Biden. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, on the other hand, says the party needs to get behind Biden. Biden, meanwhile, gearing up for his first press conference since last month's debate with Trump. Biden will speak with the media today at 5:30. It's the first time he's taken questions solo since November of last year. Witnesses are taking the stand in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico. Prosecutors played police body cam footage of the frantic scene where Baldwin was asked not to talk to crew members, but could later be seen talking to at least three of them.
I'm happy to stay right here and do everything.
Well, my lieutenant, I just want you to stay away from everybody and not to talk to nobody. So I was
right here.
We can wait right here and have everybody step back, or we can wait in the back on petroleum, but I prefer to not put you there, okay?
Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on the Rust movie set when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. He claims the gun malfunctioned and fired when he pulled back the hammer, but prosecutors say tests show the gun could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. Baldwin is also accused of not following safety precautions by rushing film production. The U.S. is resuming its shipments of bombs to Israel. More from Mark Mayfield.
On Wednesday, U.N. officials told CNN that shipments of 500-pound bombs were part of a package of weapons that were held up over concerns about their use in densely populated areas of Gaza. Larger weapons in that package are still on hold, but certain bombs will be shipped to Israel soon. President Biden first announced he was pausing certain weapons shipments back in May, citing concerns about Israel bombing indiscriminately. Israel has since pushed its invasion into the city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to flee. I'm Mark Mayfield.
New York and New Jersey are seeing increased cases of the dengue virus as cases rise around the world. The Centers for Disease Control says nearly 200 people there have been infected this year. Other cases have been confirmed in Puerto Rico, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, California, Colorado, Arizona, and D.C. The virus is carried by mosquitoes that thrive in warm climates. Symptoms include fever, aches, nausea, vomiting, and rash. And AAA is warning about how extreme heat can affect your car. When there's a heat wave, AAA spokesperson Doug Shoup says more vehicle breakdowns tend to happen.
You know, hot summer weather could mean battery failures, air conditioning repairs, tire replacements, and a higher demand for emergency roadside assistance.
Shoup adds proper vehicle maintenance, especially during high temperatures, is key to avoiding heat-related issues. Shoup recommends checking your battery. Most car batteries last 3 to 5 years, so if it's older than that, you may want to test it before heading out on that summer road trip. And inspect the tire pressure, because tires can experience more blowout on hot pavement. Lastly, if you can, keep your car out of the heat by parking it in shaded areas, a carport, or the garage, and use sun visors to minimize heat buildup.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Oakland Athletics last night 5-2. Their series wraps tonight just after 7 at Fenway Park.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for some morning clouds and a chance of showers or thunderstorms till about 9 a.m. After that, we're going to clear to mostly sunny. It will be breezy and humid with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear, your low near 71. And for Friday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, your high near 85. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Of course, we can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500. I want to go back to something that Phil brought up in the last hour in the news, and that is this new TV deal for the NBA. So they're finalizing contracts that will not only keep ABC and ESPN in the mix, making them the home of the NBA Finals still, you know, keeping them as the home of the NBA Finals, but they're going to have more of a presence on Amazon Prime and also returning to NBC. And as part of returning to NBC, they'll also be on Peacock. So the NBA has, you know, kind of reached this deal with all the different partners involved, but TNT Sports is still looking to try to stay involved. They're being cut out of the deal here, and they're trying to stay involved. The CEO of TNT Sports has publicly stated he may attempt to use language in the current contract to remain involved with the NBA. And if so, he's expected to target Amazon's package. So the League of Governors of the NBA still has to approve this. That's like the owners, you know, that's the board of all the owners. So they still have to approve it, but that's expected to happen. And then the NBA will make an official announcement before the Olympics open on July 26th. But what's interesting about this is the way that NBC is bringing back their NBA coverage. So they're going to have Tuesday night games, and Peacock will have exclusive rights to the Monday night games. Peacock will also stream the games that are going to be on NBC. But that means that one of the NBA's marquee days, you know,
We know Christmas is a marquee day for NBA games. They have a few others during the course of the year that are like kind of like big NBA days. And one of them is Martin Luther King Day. So that will now be a streaming only day. So it's going to, this is as much as people have gotten upset about the Major League Baseball season this summer. I think you'll get some people upset about the NBA, especially where the Celtics is defending champions, will be one of those featured teams that will probably be playing on Martin Luther King Day. But I'm excited for the return of the NBA on NBC, because that means if all goes according to plan, because I've seen stories that they're working to secure this, that means the return of Round Ball Rock, the greatest sports anthem of all time. You can come at me with the NFL on Fox music. I personally am not a fan of the NFL on Fox music. I mean, I don't mind it, but I like the CBS NFL music better. But Round Ball Rock is the best sports anthem of all time. Saturday afternoon in 1992, you're about to watch the Chicago Bulls take on the Utah Jazz. You tune into NBC. Pre-game show, Ahmad Rashad. Who was with him back then? Hannah Storm. You're about to watch Michael Jordan in all his glory, and you hear Round Ball Rock. But what you may not know is that Round Ball Rock has lyrics. Well, kind of, sort of. One of the great SNL sketches of recent years. I'm going to play that for you.
All right, ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Ba, 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 basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Ba, 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 basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
So just next time you hear that, that's all you're going to be able to hear. That's an SNL sketch with Tim Robinson and Jason Sudeikis, where they're playing the Tesh brothers, John and Dave Tesh, introducing that song to NBC executives. Because a lot of people don't know this, or maybe I'm sure basketball fans do, but that song, Round Ball Rock, was written by John Tesh, the former co-host of Entertainment Tonight. If I remember right, husband of Connie Sellecca. So he is also a musician. He's also an author. He's also a radio show host. He's got a lot of, he's a real Renaissance man. He really is. I'm not saying that as a joke. And he wrote Round Ball Rock, which is still the greatest sports anthem of all time. And I thought I heard TNT using that for its college basketball coverage. I don't watch college basketball, but I thought I was watching an NBA game and heard that come on. I was like, oh, I'm glad it's still alive somehow. But there are reports out there that the NBA is negotiating with Tesh to bring it back, because I guess their license on it ran out when they didn't have the NBA. So they're working to secure the rights to bring it back and to have that be the NBA on NBC music once again. I don't know if they're going to have NBA inside stuff once again, but what's Ahmad Rashad up to these days? I know that show moved to NBA TV, and I don't think I've watched it since it did. I mean, as much as I love the Celtics and I love basketball, do you know when the last time I watched NBA TV was? Sometimes I watch like the old classic games that they run, but I'm not really, or you know, trade deadline day, I'll tune in. Maybe before the draft, I'll tune in. But generally, I was on NBA TV once when I was covering the Celtics. It was the day that the Celtics reacquired Antoine Walker. And they reached out to me, and I'm like, wow, you got deep in the NBA blue book before you called me, because that means every other person was unavailable to do it. And they had me go to a, like a side room off the Celtics locker room. It's like a little meeting room. It's actually kind of a smaller locker room off the Celtics main locker room. And I had to go in there. And it's funny because when I went in there to do it, like there was team staff in there having a conversation. And they're like, what are you doing in here? I was like, I don't know. This is where they told me to go. And they had a little TV monitor that looked like, you know, a small tabletop TV, little monitor. And there was a microphone, like, you know, like one of those lavalier mics, and a pair of headphones. Actually, I don't think it was a lav mic. It might have been a handheld mic. And so I had to sit in front of this monitor, and there was a camera on top of it, and put on the headphones, and I could hear them back in the NBA TV studios and talk about Antoine Walker coming back to the Celtics. And I was like, this is cool. I'm on national TV talking sports for the Standard Times. That's big exposure for the Standard Times. And then they never had me go back on. So either I didn't do a very good job, or next time they opened up the NBA Blue Book, which is where all the media contacts are, they got somebody higher on the list to say yes before they got to me. 508-996-0500. I was also an Antoine Walker fanboy, but I, you know, I kept that in check when the trade was made, but I might have been a little bit too over boisterous about it. I know I went on, I did Alex Reimer's podcast on it too, and I think on that one I might have been a little bit more, oh, the Celtics are going to win the NBA championship now. But that didn't happen. Antoine still got a title though. He won one with Shaq and the Heat, so. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. They're going to be playing with Chicago at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield coming up on Saturday, July 27th. So on Saturday, July 27th, those two great legendary groups are going to be hitting the stage at Xfinity Center for the Heart and Soul Tour 2024. And we are giving away free tickets this week. So all you have to do to enter is go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app and put in all your information there on the story. Just click on the story. You'll see it in the corner or at the top. And then put in all your info, and you could be a lucky winner. You could be heading to see Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago at Xfinity Center on Saturday, July 27th. And you know it's going to be a dance party with Earth, Wind, and Fire there. And you know you're going to be doing some slow dancing with Chicago. So make sure you take the right person for that. And, of course, all of our ticket giveaways this summer are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are the proud sponsor of Tim's Tickets. And Stevie's is a great place to go if you are, you know, looking to get some stuff to maybe tailgate with before the show. Head on over there because they have not only a wide variety of all different types of adult beverages, but they also get hard-to-find stuff that you can't find anywhere else. And they're the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try it before you buy it so that you don't commit yourself to something that you really don't like. Plus, they have great tasting events and all kinds of special pop-up events so that you never know what you're going to be able to go down there and try out. Definitely follow them on Instagram and Facebook so that you can keep up to date with all the things that are going on there, because sometimes they just put it up there like, hey, come by tonight. We're going to do a tasting of this. Like, you know, yesterday, they put up a post saying, tasting event for July 11th. So today, from 3 to 6, you can stop by and sample Mark's. And if you haven't tried them yet, they're margaritas in a can. So you can go over there and try them tonight from 3 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Let's take a call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hiya.
Morning.
Just checking in. How's it going?
All right. How are you today?
Well, let me tell you this now. I took my walk real early this morning. I went down to Brooklawn Park. Now, did you know that you could get seriously hurt if you step on a wet leaf?
I mean, maybe a pile of them I would think of, but not one.
Well, it was one leaf. Well, there was a lot all around the place, but there was one. And I just, my right leg, my right heel, it was on the heel part, on the back of my foot. I stepped on it, and my whole leg slipped, but I didn't fall. I guess I had an angel watching me. I didn't fall. What in the heck are leaves made of? I have to look that up. It's worse than slipping on oil.
Yeah, when they get wet, they are a pain.
Oh, what the hell with that? And now this. I got a notification from the New Bedford Live. Mm-hmm. Now, it was dated. I got it just this morning. It was dated the 4th of July. And it was talking about the donut factory and all the goodies they're going to have to celebrate 4th of July. And I received it this morning on the 11th of July. So why would that be so late coming to me? Not like I'm going to go get donuts, but a notification that from the 4th of July. What's wrong with Facebook?
I don't know. They don't give anybody any information about their algorithm, so it's all just a guess. You know, we try to reverse engineer it to figure it out, and I have no idea what's going on with it right now.
And they are deleting a lot of stuff too for no reason. They've been after me for years, and they put me in Facebook jail a few times already. I haven't posted anything for them to have to be giving me a hard time and sending me notices saying this goes against our standards. What the hell? I don't post anything like that anymore.
I do think, and I've seen a lot of people posting about this, I think there's like this weird rash of them taking down posts that aren't reason. There's no reason for them to be taken down, and they are anyway. I think there's some kind of glitch in their system for that.
Well, they suck. And, you know, I can live without Facebook. I don't need it. And I kept on saying, I'm going to get off. And sometimes I'm off for a long time, and then all of a sudden I come right back. I'm ready for breakfast now. You know, I'm not that hungry. I made beef burgers yesterday with some sausage mix.
I saw your post about that. It looked very good.
Oh, my. It tastes so good. It gives the burger a whole different flavor. And then depending on whatever stuff you want to put on it, it can taste so good.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that with ground linguica mixed in with the hamburger?
Okay, believe me, I'm a big linguica fan for years. I started to cut down because it has such a high sodium count. So I cut down, and I haven't had any linguica for maybe 2 months, but I'll start now to maybe a little bit here and there. They have it already ground up for you, and I can't take the skin. If I buy it whole, I peel the skin right off.
Well, you
do
a nice little 50-50 mix. And then if you know, some people want to put some finely diced green pepper in it too, you can do that. But just a 50-50 mix of linguica and hamburger makes an amazing burger.
Oh, I know. And you know what I used to love made with ground linguica too? Like if you're going to have spaghetti, which I don't do no more, but if you're going to eat any kind of pasta and you're going to put sauce, you need to cook a little of that ground linguica in with that tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, that pasta. You want to eat the whole pan.
Give it a little zing, yeah.
Oh, it tastes so good. Oh, did you have breakfast today?
No, I'll probably have a granola bar maybe in the next hour or when I get off the air.
Don't do that. Come on.
That's what I have for breakfast usually. I'm not hungry in the morning.
Well, yeah, sometimes I won't eat till 1 in the afternoon. Sometimes I want to eat the minute I wake up. It varies depending on how I feel. But gee, make your prep some stuff. Take some scrambled eggs to work or something.
I have some hard-boiled eggs in the fridge here, but I'll eat those later on. Like, I'll eat those around 11
home,
or so.
You don't bring it to work, right?
No, they're in the fridge at work. I'll eat them around 11 o'clock or so.
Hmm. Well, if I know I'm going to be out for hours or something, I'll bring something in a Ziploc. I'll bring my sausage beef burgers with me or scrambled eggs and some bacon strips. I bring something with me just in case.
My morning is usually a protein bar or a protein shake.
Oh, yeah, you're into
I just don't want to be burpy on the air. You don't want to hear me belching on the air after I've eaten something.
What kind of protein shake? You mean the powders, protein powders?
No, I buy the ones that are already made up.
Oh, you make them already? Watch out with the ones with whey. That whey is not good for you, you know.
Well,
I'm not going to give you a big sermon about it. But
speaking of whey, I've got to give whey to some commercials here. So,
all right.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We are going to take a break. We will be right back.
Calm.
All right. We.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.